Even with everything that you've accomplished, your high level of confidence, all your references of success, all the pats on the back that you've gotten throughout the years, do you ever have those times of self-doubt? The pressure is mounting. You need relief. People are counting on you to come through again. You're a leader. You cherish the role as a leader, but sometimes you just think, people just don't understand. They don't understand. This doesn't come easily to me. It takes my willpower, focus, energy, and time. I got to constantly get myself up, put myself in the right perspective. Don't people understand? I just need some relief. You know, if you feel that way, I feel that way from time to time too. And as you know, to get to the level that you're at, it's sometimes just a little bit of perspective. It's just a mind shift. That's what I do with my one-on-one coaching. Is I'm not emotionally attached so closely. I'm empathetic, but I'm not attached to the emotion that goes with all the challenges in front of you. And sometimes just giving the right perspective, just a different way of looking at the challenge that you're going through, makes all the difference in the world. And in this podcast, I want to talk about something that I stumbled into that gives me immediate perspective with any challenge that I'm going through. And I want to share that with you today during our time together. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Manformation Podcast. I am Skip LaCour. Are you doing it? Are you doing it? Are you making this a part of your day, your daily ritual? Two men, two older men, busy, productive lives, accomplishments behind us, ambition in front of us. We're going through the journey. Who do we go to for that support? Well, that's what this Manformation Podcast is all about. This is, again, our daily connection. Two men, two leaders, two driven, ambitious men just going through the journey. Right, so sometimes we just need that shift, right? We have the pats on the back. We know we have the talent and ability. We have references of success. We're confident. Sometimes we just need a little shift as we're going through the day-to-day, the game, right? It's a game. It's a challenge. It's a puzzle that we're always figuring out. Sometimes we're more confident than others. And one thing that I stumbled into that gives me instant perspective is when I'm going through the challenge, when I'm feeling the heat, is I say to myself, you know what, Skip? No one is going to feel sorry for you. I don't care what challenge that you're going through, Skip. There's somebody who is facing it right now, maybe even more. It's more intense for them. And they are dealing with it, or they have successfully worked way past it. And if you want to become the man you really want to be, Skip, you're going to need to work past it too. It's not so gigantic that you can't go through it. And with all your talent ability, Skip, they would expect you to reallocate your willpower, focus, energy, and time. To align all your talents and abilities and just focus it on the challenge at hand. My imagination, my chosen perspective is that most people who know who I am and what I've accomplished, they would expect me to just get through the challenge. They're not going to feel sorry for me. They're not going to feel sorry for me, right? And now, this isn't really about me. I want you to start thinking about that when you feel a challenge and maybe say to yourself, nobody is going to feel sorry for you. Now, let me kind of expand upon that, because I've done this with some of my one-on-one coaching clients, some men who they're really feeling the pain. They're really feeling the heat. They feel boxed in. And when I pose that thought experiment, I say, Look, with everything that you have, nobody's going to feel sorry for you. You're too talented, right? You've got too much ability. You just need to realign your thinking and focus on the problem. And, you know, no matter how stressed out they are, it's like, boom, it just whips them into the shape. You know what? You're right. And you could just tell their body language on the other end of the phone probably changes. Certainly their voice qualities. I mean, very keen to voice qualities, because I talked to dozens and dozens of men for thousands of hours, but it immediately changes. Just that thought, you're right, nobody's going to feel sorry for me, and then they just start looking for solutions. Well, think about that. this is how I think about that, is that the people who even have more challenges than me, less accomplished, the men who look up to me, right? And I know there are a lot of people who look up to you if you're the type of man to listen to this personal development, this Manformation podcast. They look to you because of your ability to handle challenges, to get to your level. They're going to look at you and say, well, if you can't do it, I certainly can't handle those big boy challenges like you, right? So those are all of the men who aren't doing quite as well as you, right? They're not going to feel sorry for you, a man with your talent and ability and everything you've accomplished and what they perceive as your confidence level, right? Now let's talk about the men who are more accomplished, right? There's always men, there's always a higher level to everything we do. There's always men who are more accomplished, even if they're doing it, they haven't been doing as long as us. Maybe they focused and got better than us. They cracked the code before us. Or maybe they've just been doing it longer than us, and that's why they cracked the code. Those men who are more accomplished than we are in life or whatever it may be, they're not going to feel sorry for us either. You know why? Because they've already handled challenges like the one you're going through, that I'm going through. They've probably done it over and over and over again. And they know it's not a matter of talent and ability, it's just cracking the code. And if you are persistent, if I was persistent, we can crack the code just like them. So think about it. You're going through a challenge right now, right? It seems overwhelming. You're confident, you've gone through challenges in the past and come out the other end successfully. There's really intellectually no reason why you can't work past it. You just need that perspective. Everything is mental. Everything is emotional. Sometimes we just need that shift. The guys who are doing not as well as you, they're not going to feel sorry for you. They know you can do it, right? And those men who are more successful, who have handled challenges like yours in the past and continue to do so, they're not going to feel sorry for you because they know you're smart enough, you're resourceful enough, because they did it. It's just a mental thing, and you can get through it too. And they're not going to feel sorry for you. So no one's going to feel sorry for you, not a man like you, who I know you are. That talent and ability, just need to realign our thinking, gain some perspective, suck it up for the new challenge in front of us, right? Reallocate our willpower, focus, energy, and time. Use our talents and abilities in a different way than maybe we've done in the past. You too can work through this challenge. I know I can. And when I realize nobody's going to feel sorry for me, not the people who look up to me, certainly, who I've accomplished a lot more than, and those men who have accomplished more than me, they're not going to feel sorry for me because they all know I can do it. Now, I'm the last person to tip it over the edge, and hopefully this perspective is helpful to you. Just wanted to share that with you. I do that with my wife sometimes when we're thinking about where we want to go and the challenge that we face. Like I said, I do that with my one-on-one coaching clients, little thing that gets instant perspective, and I hope that's helpful to you. Hey, if you're interested in this one-on-one coaching, want to see if it's a good fit for you, send me an email at skip@manformation.com. Tell me that you listen to this Manformation podcast. Tell me how much you're loving it, how you've made it a part of your daily ritual. Also, you can call me if you're a fast mover. You're a man who just knows what he wants. I want you to give me a call, 213-973-8790. Just reach out. All this information is down below. And make sure that you sign up for the 15 Manformation Steps, my best life lessons so far. If you're loving this, I'm going to take you on an 18-day journey, one video at a time, sharing the best life lessons. You get instant access, lifetime access into this members-only website. I drip these lessons out to you every single day for 18 days. I don't want you to binge watch. I want you to become a part of you over 18 days and fill out that questionnaire. I'll issue you a username and password into the 15 Manformation Steps. Fill out that questionnaire. If you're loving this stuff and you fill out that questionnaire, tell me all about you. I may reach out to you, talk to you for 10 or 15 minutes. I want some feedback of what you're loving about this and how I can help you. I'll do that absolutely free when you take your time and fill out that questionnaire. All right, so hey, let's take on the day. We got more time behind us than we do in front of us. Have a great day, and let's love, hug, work, produce, lead other people with a sense of urgency.